I've always
with your superhuman news update. I'm Elliot Turton. Scientists uncover how protein ensures reproductive success. An international team of researchers from Japan and the UK has discovered how a single protein called PP4 oversees the processing of DNA during sperm and egg generation for successful fertilization. This protein's activity becomes even more paramount during aging. The study, published in the journal PLOS Genetics, may one day help scientists to understand the mechanisms underlying age-related fertility declines in humans. While a typical adult human cell contains 46 DNA strands or chromosomes that carry our complete genetic information, reproductive cells such as sperm and eggs receive half of this number during a highly intricate process known as meiosis. How chromosomes are mixed, matched, and distributed into reproductive cells accurately is essential for successful fertilization in the development of diverse new life. However, errors in the system can lead to infertility. To understand which protein helps meiosis run smoothly, the researchers used a tiny worm known as a Caenorhamnitis elegans to look into the role of PP4. Surprisingly, the authors observed that the effects of defective PP4 became even worse as the worms aged, indicating an age-related dependence. The hidden truth about the health of homeless people. As many as 4 million Europeans and 3.5 million Americans experience homelessness every year, and the numbers are rising. Homeless people are the sickest in our society, but just treating ill health might not be enough to help get people off the streets, according to a new two-part series on homelessness in high-income countries, published in The Lancet. Homeless people are the sickest in our society. The evidence on disease rates is very concerning, not only for drug and alcohol abuse, but also for a range of infectious diseases, heart disease, and other age-related chronic conditions. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Time for change. Additional daylight savings could improve public health. Having later sunsets may lead to an increase in children's physical activity, according to research by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Over 23,000 children aged 5 to 16 years were studied in 9 countries. The researchers examined associations between the time of sunsets and physical activity levels, measured via a waist-worn accelerometer. Published in the open-access journal International Journal of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity, the study found that children's total daily activity levels were 15 to 20% higher on summer days compared to winter days, even after the researchers adjusted for weather conditions and temperature. First author Dr. Anna Goodman said, "This study provides the strongest evidence to date that in Europe and Australia, evening daylight plays a role in increasing physical activity in the late afternoon and early evening, the critical hours for children's outdoor play. Introducing additional daylight savings measures would affect each and every child in the country every day of the year, giving it a far greater reach than most potential policy initiatives to improve public health." The researchers estimate that the proposed additional daylight savings measures would lead to an average of 2 extra minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity per child per day. With children spending an average of 33 minutes a day on this type of activity, the researchers say that an additional 2 minutes is modest but not trivial in relation to children's overall activity levels. These effects also appear to be broadly equitable, applying to girls as well as to boys, to overweight and obese children as well as to normal weight children, and to children from different socioeconomic backgrounds. Importantly, the study provides the best evidence to date that longer evening daylight plays a casual role in increasing physical activity. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. And then during the second hour, we'll be joined by Lou Schuler to talk about the activity and exercise modalities that lead to greater longevity. But first, let's have Rob Regish join us. I hear you back there. Rob, where are you?
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. Great. Loud and clear.
Okay.
How you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing fantastic. We got a couple things going on in motion over on at my website, CoachRobRegish.com. It's a new promotion. Basically, you know, if you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, you're going to get every special report I've written, plus a cool auto calculator that'll take you to the next level. I used to give away the books instead of the special reports, and the feedback was, I don't want to take all that time to read a book.
Yeah, really?
So there are two. Yeah, they're 2 to 3 page documents that tell you what you need to know and where to go.
Hit it hard, hit it fast.
Yeah, exactly. Now, second, while you're there, if you click Tranquilogen on my site, Mass has lowered the price both on single bottles and twin packs. The twin pack really is the better deal, as it's 20% lower than previous, and you get free shipping in the continental U.S. And finally, Primal D. I suspect I was real deficient because this stuff, it gives me a lot of clean energy.
This was never expected, right? I never thought that people would quote unquote feel Primal D. And
no.
I have to tell you that the largest percentage of people who use it, I get emails, I get messages, I get posts on Facebook, on my wall, that they feel a surge of energy about 10 minutes after they apply it. And I say, look, this doesn't happen to everybody. Maybe it's people who are more deficient than others. But here's the important thing that you need to take away. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble hormone produced in sunlight. So think of it as it has expressed times of application. You should be applying Primal D first thing in the morning or thereabouts, just the way you take melatonin before bed, because melatonin is produced at night. You need to look at it the same way. People who take Primal D late in the evening email me and say, I couldn't sleep last night. Is this normal?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'll be honest, Carl. I really just picked this up. I was like, oh, I'll support Carl. Vitamin D is vitamin D.
Right, right.
But no, that's not the case. This is, without question, feelable right out of the gate.
I mean, have you been taking, look, I took 10,000 IUs of vitamin D for a decade. I never felt anything from it.
Neither did I.
The very first, when Pat Arnold was developing this for me, the original prototype of it, which had a bit less D per spray, I said to Elisa, I don't know if it's my imagination or what, but like 3 days in a row I applied it, and 3 days in a row, I just have this feeling like of clean energy. Like you said, it's not jitters, it's not caffeine, it's just like, my whole body just feels like it woke up.
It's a very sharp product. And I've got a link on my website. I think so much of it. It really is.
Thank you.
A vitamin D that you can feel. You should put that on the label.
Well, I don't want to say that because not everybody feels it. And then you know what will happen. The people who don't feel it will go, well, I don't feel it. But the funny thing is, amongst the vitamin D community, I have gotten a lot of pushback from them. There are people out there who can sit. I think they're threatened. I got to be honest with you. Because who am I? I'm some idiot who does a radio show. And in the words of Ron Pena, the CEO of Quest Nutrition, this product is nothing short of genius, he said. He goes, this is a game changer. Well, I think a lot of people who have a stake in the vitamin D industry are going, oh, man, first of all, why didn't we think of this? And this is going to ruin all of our vitamin D sales.
Right.
So I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not – that's it. I'm being told by other people that this vitamin D is a game changer. So there you go.
It really is.
All right, look, we got a question from Sinead Marcus. He says, you mentioned coming off – high-dose HRT on a past episode. Care to mention how you're doing it?
Well, it's a multi-pronged strategy, and it's designed to replace most, but of course not all, of what TestSip does. It's been 12 days since I stopped TestSip, so I took measurements and recorded body weight, and here is the tale of the tape. Neck and arms, 18 inches. Chest, 45. Waist tape at 38, which I thought was weird because I'm falling out of 36-inch jeans, but whatever. Upper leg, halfway down, 25 and a half. Calves, 16. And my body weight was 225 and a quarter, completely fasted in the AM. So that's my baseline. And time will tell if things hold. So here's the supplement stack. Of course, I use Synthogen every day. But I'm also running DHEA at 200 milligrams a day, split up the doses, one in the AM and one in the PM for test and free test, taking 1 milligram of Arimidex a week. For Scholin, 50 milligrams twice a day because there's research showing it favorably alters body comp. Primal D, one spray a day for mood, energy, and all everything else at a test. And this last one might surprise some people. Mucuna prurines, aka, you know, red velvet bean. It's a 98% extract. So I do two doses.
This is a Sabinsa product, I take it.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'll have to go check on that. I don't know.
Just curious.
75 milligrams twice a day.
That's got to make you feel good right there because the upregulation in dopamine.
Yeah. And there is another question later on where I'll expand on
that.
Okay. Now, diet, I'm staying with the same IGF-1 diet, warrior diet, I call it. Training-wise, still doing a mix of combat conditioning and heavy statics. Now, I got my hip belt squat and loading pin in.
I want to get one. You convinced me to get I really want to get one.
So well, get it. You won't regret it. I've reintroduced 20 rep squats, right? And my legs have taped 33 inches around before, so I expect to regain that muscle fast. Time will tell. Strength levels weekly are going to be monitored and measurements taken every 2 weeks.
So are you not going back on HRT? Is this it?
No, I still got, let's say, some left.
Okay. But I mean, because you're at that age now where you have to actually consider it being on it forever.
Yeah, yeah. But like everything else, I do think getting away from
cycling on and off is good. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So if this experiment is successful, it's going to help out a lot of the SHR audience because I know a lot of you guys run pro hormones. You will get another update in 2 weeks.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I want to take a quick commercial break, and I want to thank. We did not plan to talk about Primal D today.
No,
I mean I want people to understand something that Rob messaged me and said this stuff kept me up one night. Right? You said that you took it late in the afternoon and you were up all night, right? Or up late in the evening.
The first time I took it, at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Didn't sleep a wink.
Yeah. Yeah, no, take it in the morning. Look, doesn't it make sense, Rob? You wouldn't take melatonin first thing in the morning. Why? Because it's a nighttime hormone. It's produced at night. So So why would you take vitamin D, a hormone that's produced in sunlight late in the day, when the sun is already starting to change? And I take it first thing. When I get out of the gym, when I get out of the sauna and shower, I take it in the morning, generally around 9:30 in the morning, as a rule.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a great logic-based dosing recommendation. So that's what I'll be doing.
And I would also recommend trying two sprays, because we're starting to find some people don't absorb it as well as others. So I would try working your way up to two a day and then getting your blood work done. That's my opinion on it. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Seth Spanner. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. There is so much good information there. You could get lost for a week. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping. Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest High Protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
you ain't got no money, you can still have muscle. Rob Regish will help you get there. All right, so Seth Spann said, does Synthogen have any effects on dopamine? I'm feeling really good on it.
Yeah, he asked me on Facebook, and I'll just keep this short. I didn't design it as such, but a feel-good factor is pretty frequently reported. Now, I suspect this goes back to fully replenishing cellular energy and feeling topped off.
Yeah.
I personally, for me, it's like this. Here's my analogy. You got a bad night's sleep, and then the next night you get a great night's sleep. That's what it feels like on Synthogen.
And this is what happens when people introduce supplements that work. Sometimes it's the unexplained sense of well-being, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's there are a couple different things like that. Well, vitamin D.
Yeah, who knew, right? Mike Bonavita has a great question. In fact, Mike Bonavita's question is really the source of an age-old problem for most people who jump back and forth from types of training because they can't make up their mind what to do first. Mike says, I don't know what direction to go in. Should I lose fat first or do that later? And that this is a problem. A lot of people go, well, I'm going to get lean. And then halfway through, they go, man, I need to build some muscle. And they just jump back and forth, and neither one of them actually occur. What do you think?
Well, this is a common misconception, and it's a myth that needs to be put to rest. You know, you need to lose the fat, but you also need to build the muscle. So let's talk about a better solution. Most people, they hit the cardio, and they stay away from the weights until they drop 50 pounds. That's not the way to do it. It has long been my opinion that one of the biggest mistakes people make is lowering the tension on the bar and jacking up the reps while they're dieting. You know, what you want to do is to rotate a lactic acid tolerance training day and a heavy day. Nothing burns fat faster than those lat workouts, and it shoots GH over the moon. Doubly so if you dose 3 grams of GABA 30 minutes prior to the workout, okay? 480% increase in biologically active GH. And these kids were in their mid-20s. So the heavy day preserves muscle by telling it, you know, the heavy weights aren't going anywhere. I would suggest a 5 sets of 5 approach, 5-3-1, or something like the Blueprint Meteoric, where we have a dedicated strength day on Monday, dedicated lactic acid tolerance training day on Friday, and on Wednesday we offer up something in the middle, which is EDT. Now, the only question becomes, what kind of diet? Because food is obviously important. What type of diet should they be using? In my opinion, there are a couple to pick from. One would be a warrior type diet, but you need to be careful if you're an ectomorph. 2 would be a cycling ketogenic type diet, and 3 caloric zigzags. Of those 3 options, I favor warrior. Some other people do really well on cycling ketogenic, like the anabolic diet by Mauro DiPasquale. And caloric zigzags, there's a lot that goes into that, you know, weighing and measuring, and people aren't always into it. But if you're disciplined enough, it's an incredible way to strip fat while building muscle. So even instituting just the heavy light concept, Mike, it's a huge step in the right direction.
Okay. Greg Geldart says, I'd like your opinion on how best to integrate static holds. They seem like they're just what the doctor ordered, but I'm unclear how I integrate them into my own workout routine.
Yeah, you know, this is a common problem, but as with everything else, I found a way around it. You're going to use 3 movements, the leg press, the bench press, and top range rack pulls. You're going to perform the bench on your upper body day and the top range rack pull and leg press on your other day. Now, here are the particulars, and they do need to be adhered to. You want to hold an extremely heavy weight in the strongest range of the exercise for 5 seconds. That's it. two such holds with at least 5 minutes of rest between sets. I rest 10 seconds or more. It only helps. The strongest range for the bench is just an inch or two below lockout. When the tension moves from the joints and onto your muscles, that's where you should be. Strongest range on the leg press, similar, just below lockout. Just make sure you really load that sucker up, because you can handle and should handle a tremendous amount of weight on that. And that goes for all static holds. Don't underestimate your static strength. It's typically 150% of your one rep max. And then finally, the top range rack pull. It's best done in a power rack with the bar just about waist height. You can load this but damn close to what you can on the leg press. So don't shortchange yourself. Simply lift the bar off the pins and hold it there. Right? Let it feel it pulling on your traps, your pecs, your abs, every muscle from the back of your neck to your Achilles tendons. Fantastic hardening movement and lights up the central nervous system like a Christmas tree.
Yeah. And this is why you have to do this sparingly, because a lot of people, including me, so I started doing statics, leg extensions, because they really made my legs grow.
Yeah.
But you know what? I started doing them too often. I started to get tendonitis in the kneecap tendon, the tibial. I think they call it the tibial tendon. I started to have pain in my quads. You know, if you do it right, and you do it once every 3 or 4 weeks, that's adequate. You start doing it every workout, and you are sure to end up hurting yourself, because these are super advanced techniques that overload the muscle to an extreme that the muscle really was never designed to do with regularity. Am I right or wrong, Rob?
No, I think you're absolutely right. It's a function of intensity. And the fact of the matter is, you only do that so often. You know, you still got to go through the three-step process: stimulate, recover, and grow. So with respect to some pointers on workout frequency and the positioning of the exercises in the workout, you want to train them before you begin your actual full range workout. All right. And once you have your baseline, consider training the bench static holds once every 10 days. That's it. The leg sled and the top range rack pull, I would train those once every 2 weeks. And that's kind of the sweet spot for me. Now, after you do these with a substantial amount of weight, you're going to understand why so much time is needed, right? But if you adhere to that frequency schedule and periodically insert rest days, you will be absolutely floored at how fast your weights increase. I've heard from guys who, they run out of plates, room on the bar doing this.
Right.
You know, the old training partner you had, haven't seen in a few months, they're going to be pretty shocked given the iron you're hoisting.
Yeah.
So give that a shot, Rick.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we got a question from Dan Zeipel. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint 3.0, 2.0, Meteoric. You can learn all about them by going to CoachRobRegish.com. Go there. We'll be square. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains. Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cree alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Sherry has to say about Relief Factor.
Last year, I had my right and my left hip replaced. Everything went well with the surgery, but I was having pains in my thighs. I thought maybe this system might be helpful to me. So I ordered some, and kind of like a miracle, I don't have pain in my thighs at all anymore. And for anyone out there that has aches or pains from whatever exercise, surgery, they should give it a try because it worked for me and it will more than likely work for you too.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Hello?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's popping.
Okay. It's popping. My shoulders are popping. They're popping. They're popping, and they're hurting. I'm going to see Dr. McDougall in November.
Yeah. I got back from my chiro this morning, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait. Dan Zeipel says, I'm coming off a bad breakup. Can't eat, but I can sleep. I've lost 15 pounds in 3 weeks. On the plus side, I can almost see my abs. On the negative side, my strength, muscle fullness, and depression are all moving in the same direction, way down. Currently, use only a few sups. Muscle Tech's Extreme Hardcore Hydroxy Cut, GNC's Yohimbe, and creatine. I take creatine once a day, Hydroxy Cut and Yohimbe twice a day. Any suggestions?
Yeah, well, you know, first on the breakups, they're brutal. Try to remember this. It's usually more about her, less about you. Now, with respect to your weight loss, it's time for some liquid nutrition, right? Because it's far easier to drink 1,000 calories than eat them. And a cup of heavy cream in your protein shake adds 1,000 calories to your diet. So split that up into two 500 calorie servings with protein, problem solved. Now, your supplement list is sparse, but I'm more than a little concerned about a number of things. That hydroxycut hardcore, by label, contains 56.3 milligrams of Yohimbe, right, which is nothing to play around with. On top of that, the version that you have of GNC's Yohimbe is 9 milligrams a pop. So at twice a day for both those products, you're taking in 130 milligrams of Yohimbine every day.
And this is not alpha Yohimbine, which is the reduced risk version. This is straight Yohimbine, right?
Yeah, no, it's not Rawalsine,
right?
Not alpha Yohimbine. It's just Yohimbine bark.
I mean, that raises your blood pressure as a minimum, right?
Oh God, yeah. Well, he told me he gets the goosebumps on his forearms and starts sweating like crazy. It's just way, way too much Yohimbine.
Yeah.
And it causes terrible anxiety too. So step one is getting off stimulants almost altogether. Now, on training day, if you feel you need it, just have a cup of coffee and 50 to 100 milligrams of phenylpyrazetam, right, prior to training. That should get you in the zone and not off in orbit somewhere. Step two is purchasing mucopurines that we talked about earlier, right? They can be had for as low as $6 for 25 grams. There was a sale this weekend. I got it for $4. You need to be careful in these bulk supplies at different vendors because they vary considerably from vendor to vendor. But thus far, their extracts have been good to me. So you're looking for a 98% mucopurines extract, right, which is pretty easy to find, and it's economical. You want to use 50 milligrams the first day, 100 milligrams the second day, and ultimately 150 to 200 if, that's a big if, you feel you need it. Now, most people do fine on 150 milligrams a day. Mucuna, it's often touted for its GH and test-boosting properties, but its real value, in my opinion, lies in the L-DOPA converting to dopamine. Right? Now, that's the chemical that's released when you fall in love, right? When your favorite football team wins a Super Bowl, etc. and it's absolutely critical, I think, that you use this stuff, especially given your circumstances. It makes a big difference. So give that a shot, Dan. In a week, you're going to be feeling a lot better.
Good advice. Okay. Yeah. The next question comes from Panos Antonakos. He says, I bought a new book called Supplement Black Book. Curious to know what you think about it.
Yeah, well, I found it. Panos was nice enough to send me a copy, and I read through it. My first red flag was the guy who wrote it also authored Carb Backloading. Now, I'm not here to dump on either of these approaches, but carb backloading does work for some people. If that's you, great, more power to you. But I would never opt for pizza and donuts after a workout or, certainly dinner. What the book proposes is that everything we know about the anabolic window is wrong, right? He says no essential aminos, can't use whey. They actually want you to take your post-workout sups an hour after you finish training. I didn't get into all the details. I wanted you to wait an hour, but so be it. But right off the bat, this isn't the best way, I think, to go about it. Right? And case in point, that study that I keep citing, 6 grams of essential aminos before the workout netted a 600% increase in protein synthesis versus just 400% when taken after. He also claims you don't want any essential aminos and protein in that post-workout drink. Instead, what he has you use are di and tripeptides, which there's plenty of research out there, showing their benefit. The only problem with that is how do you know you're getting all 9 essential amino acids hydrolyzed? I've never seen it on the label. Tell me which amino is linked to which other amino. You just don't see that. So given the fact they get them from complete proteins, I'm guessing whey, keep this in mind. Any protein string that's hydrolyzed, usually down to those levels, goes through some denaturing. And I found evidence that tryptophan isn't successfully recovered in that equation. The ideal, he says, is to wait an hour after training and then slam the following. He gave no quantities, but leucine, 4-hydroxyisoleucine, digestive enzymes, a super secret
carb. Why do you need digestive enzymes if they're already free-form amino acids?
Dyne tripeptides, right. They've got their own transport mechanism.
I mean, they go right through the gut, and they don't have to be digested. In fact, you don't want to break them down. You want them to stay intact because they can pass right through the gut into the bloodstream.
Well, he's also working on a super secret carb source, which he calls carb shock. And I'm betting it gets released, like, real fast. And then finally, something, this was a tough one to pronounce, Glyceryza, right? Fotida.
Okay.
That's a, that's a fancy name for licorice.
I was just going to say, it sounds like the glycerothenic acid in licorice is what I was going to say.
Yeah, which in more than a few studies tanked the testosterone of those folks. So here's the bottom line. Steer clear, I would say, of these recommendations. I just don't think they're on the mark.
Okay. I don't disagree with waiting up to an hour to have your post-workout meal, because there's a lot of research out there that shows that getting your peripheral and central nervous system relaxed and ready for the meal may actually improve digestion. So I don't have a problem with that. But I think that a lot of the other information in there is designed to almost be contrary to what is commonly known as the way to do things. And a lot of people, they gravitate towards that. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you know, and a lot of times people will capitalize on coming out and saying exactly the opposite of what everyone else says because they're going to find a certain number of followers as a result of that. I don't understand why you would take digestive enzymes if you're purposely using free-form amino acids and the type of carbohydrates that are designed to pass into through the gut quickly, such as these molecular weight-adjusted carbohydrates that clearly don't need to be digested in order to work. So that sounds counterintuitive to me, but maybe there's a reason, and we'll have to look into it.
And, you know, 4-hydroxyisoleucine, it's not a bad product, but I would opt for RALA there, you know, in a heartbeat. Speaking of that, next week's show, I'm going to take a critical look at the other side of the ALA story, which more than a few people thinks you shouldn't use it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't use it.
All right, let's do this. So, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. Poor form. I can't say those two words next to each other. Poor form is back in gyms. Probably never left. How to avoid it. And other faux pas. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com now. Go. Be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Poor form has been around for a long, long time. Let's be honest. A lot of people are lifting way too heavy, weight that they can't handle, and form sacrifices. So talk about it, Rob. Uh-oh. Where did Rob go? Rob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. So... As you probably know, I'm a big home gym trainee guy.
Yes.
For a decade, I was banging the iron in my cellar till I lost myself. So lately, I've been training in commercial gyms everywhere from Planet Mediocrity to Gold's. And poor form is out there in grand fashion. Here are some of the top offenders. Half benches are popular. Make that real popular. And if you have a spotter involved, it gets even better. I call it tag team benching. All right. One pushes the weight up, the other pulls it up. The icing on the cake, that was all you, man. The guy's going to grow some good traps to help him up. Bicycles for cardio. All right? It's not what you think. It's lying on the ground with your hands behind your head and air pedaling. It's completely useless, and a study years ago arrived at the same conclusion. Cheat curls are big. They're usually freestanding with a lot of back involvement and swaying. Sometimes it's partner-assisted, and they can usually be heard encouraging this bad form, especially towards the end. If you thought they looked ugly early in the set, wait until you see what the last few reps look like. Now, deadlifting, hardly anyone does it. It's banned in Planet Fitness. I think you can still do it in Gold's. When these kids deadlift, my back hurts. I just cringe at the sight of it. I watched a little guy the other day. Had to be maybe under 200 pounds. He had 405 on the bar. He hitched it four times to get it back, to get it up. Right? And you hitching, for all those wondering, is dipping the bar a little bit lower, getting some momentum going, and then come back up. My back hurts just looking at it. Nobody, of course, keeps track of rest intervals, nor do they have a training journal to beat or ensure progress. I should say everybody, but, you know, very few. The reason I'm telling you all of this is you can pretty much walk into any gym in the country, right, and watch this circus for an hour or two and do the exact opposite, right? You'll know you're on the right track if your fellow gym goers are giving you odd looks. There's no better sign than that, in my opinion. You want to strive to be an example for these people. Even if you have to dial back your weights, you know, use absolute pristine form on all your lifts, you know, and dress like you're going to war. You're training, not quote unquote working out. Big difference. A lot of the women are dressed a breed that I see in there. And the men, they could pass for garbage.
Dressed to breed? That's pretty funny.
Dressed to breed. You know, and be conscientious, or conspicuous, rather, in taking notes, especially after you hit a PR. Right? I did have the opportunity to save a kid, so to speak. He was real young, too. This was yesterday. You know, after he approached me, and commented about how controlled the movements were, he asked for some help, which I thought was pretty cool, you know, because most guys won't. So I gave him some pointers, and then he returned to his peer group, three other teenagers that were benching. So against that backdrop, this kid actually took my advice and benched the correct way. They were doing half bench presses. I saw the ribbing that he got. But he just looked over at me. He gave me the thumbs up, and he smiled. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Here's the final word on poor form. It's an epidemic in this country, and it's largely being driven by their egos. You know, I forget who said it, but check your ego at the door. That's some sage advice, right? You need to take this to heart, because I've seen it make all the difference. If you don't implement it, an injury is just a matter of when, not if, right? And then Absolutely. Finally, when you get your Primal D at my site, I want you to know this. It comes with the coolest superhumanradio.com bumper sticker. Live stronger, live longer. Yeah. Right? I didn't put it on my bumper. I put it further up on the trunk. Nobody's going
to
forget.
You know what you need to do? You need to stick one on your bumper and stick one on somebody's bumper that you know doesn't live the superhuman life, just as a joke.
Yeah, you should send two with every order. Yeah. I don't know how pricey it is, but yeah.
And plus, if you go to CoachRobRegish.com and order your Primal D from there, you can still use the Chuck My D, CHUCKMYD, the letter D, all one string of letters, and save 15% off.
So. It's so nice. It's so nice to have a full year's supply in that tiny little bottle.
Yeah.
You know, and what's even nicer is, to me, for me at least, it has a profound effect. Now, I switched to morning dosing, I told you, right?
Yeah, all right.
Well,
use it as a pre-workout.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, I struggle to get to bed by midnight now, just by taking it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
But the energy is clean.
Wait a minute. There's another thing that we didn't even talk about, and that's evidence that it's tasteless, isn't it? It's odorless.
Oh, yeah.
The DMSO that we use in this product is the same DMSO used by the medical industry. It is the purest form of DMSO. Well,
almost all the DMSO that you see on the market is used on cattle, horses, and other various four-legged creatures. I used to get my stuff from Oklahoma. It was, I think, veterinary grade.
Veterinarian.
But it had a big warning sign on it. I love to leave the bottle out. It says, not approved for human use.
Yeah.
The reality is DMSO is very, very safe. However, those unpure versions have one big drawback. You will smell like garlic rolled in rotten eggs.
Huh.
And it doesn't take long. Less than a minute after putting DMSO on, you can smell it coming out of your breath. Now, yeah. What's nice, real nice about Primal D is this is odorless DMSO.
Yeah.
And as soon as you said Patrick Arnold formulated it, the light went off. I was ordering odorless DMSO from him many years ago.
Right.
And listen, if you've got some little injuries or niggling little injuries, stuff that's not going away, and who doesn't, put your vitamin D on there.
Yeah.
DMSO is a fantastic anti-inflammatory. Matter of fact, I was getting some physical therapy for my tendonitis in my right elbow, and there was a bruise, you know, that came up on it. She was doing some extensive, you know, work on it, and I said, watch this. I had the Primal D with me. I put it on, the bruise, and it was gone. Literally gone. Yeah. In like two minutes.
That is amazing. I didn't know anything about that. I mean, that's amazing to me.
Well, if you're a skeptic of DMSO, you can try that little experiment. It's a fantastic transdermal carrier. It will carry through the skin and into the bloodstream anything but the molecular weight of 500 or under. I don't know of anything stronger. Yes, I know. Years ago, you had what, FloJo?
Yeah, but DMSO is so much more efficient. It really is the single best. I mean, it's used in cancer drug delivery, just so you understand. It's used in cancer drug delivery. The pharmaceutical, the U.S. Pharmacopeia version of it, which is what we use in this product, is used in cancer drug delivery. So that tells you something.
If I'm not mistaken, it's a prescription medicine in Russia, Canada, and many, many other countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff. And again, for those out there who have had experience with DMSO and you're like, man, I don't want to use this product because I'm going to stink. I'm going to taste garlic. No, I put three sprays on in the morning, and
right.
I don't smell like DMSO later in the day. And I know because when we were working with the prototype, I was putting 12 sprays on a day. And at that dose, I could start to smell the DMSO. You know where? In my towel and my gym clothes. When I would take my gym clothes out of my bag and I'd sniff them, I'd be like, oh, I could smell the DMSO. That was at 12 squirts a day.
Well, I'm going to go for the ultimate test this week. I have a doctor's appointment, going to get some lab work done. I know mid to late August, my vitamin D levels were 51, and that was with lots of sunshine.
Well, but this may be too – you got to use this product for a good month before you have lab work done. That's really the accurate.
Okay.
But you should still see – if anything, you should still see without the sun that your blood level stayed pretty close to that.
Yeah. Find a tanner that does that, can you?
Yeah, really.
That'll be your next product.
Hey, we have to go. Rob, thank you so much for putting the show together, man.
Thank you, man.
And please go to CoachRobRegish.com. to learn more about Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio and Lou Schuler.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Scientists uncover how protein ensures reproductive success. An international team of researchers from Japan and the UK has discovered how a single protein called PP4 oversees the processing of DNA during sperm and egg generation for successful fertilization. This protein's activity becomes even more paramount during aging. The study, published in the journal PLOS Genetics, may one day help scientists to understand the mechanisms underlying age-related fertility declines in humans. While a typical adult human cell contains 46 DNA strands or chromosomes that carry our complete genetic information, reproductive cells such as sperm and eggs receive half of this number during a highly intricate process known as meiosis. How chromosomes are mixed, matched, and distributed into reproductive cells accurately is essential for successful fertilization and the development of diverse new life. However, errors in the system can lead to infertility. To understand which protein helps meiosis run smoothly, the researchers used a tiny worm known as a Caenor hamnatus elegans to look into the role of PP4. Surprisingly, the authors observed that the effects of defective PP4 became even worse as the worms aged, indicating an age-related dependence. The hidden truth about the health of homeless people. As many as 4 million Europeans and 3.5 million Americans experience homelessness every year, and the numbers are rising. Homeless people are the sickest in our society, but just treating ill health might not be enough to help get people off the streets, according to a new two-part series on homelessness in high-income countries, published in The Lancet. Homeless people are the sickest in our society. The evidence on disease rates is very concerning, not only for drug and alcohol abuse, but also for a range of infectious diseases, heart disease, and other age-related chronic conditions. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Time for change. Additional daylight savings could improve public health. Having later sunsets may lead to an increase in children's physical activity, according to research by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Over 23,000 children aged 5 to 16 years were studied in 9 countries. The researchers examined associations between the time of sunsets and physical activity levels, measured via a waist-worn accelerometer. Published in the open-access journal International Journal of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity, the study found that children's total daily activity levels were 15 to 20% higher on summer days compared to winter days, even after the researchers adjusted for weather conditions and temperature. First author Dr. Anna Goodman said, "This study provides the strongest evidence to date that in Europe and Australia, evening daylight plays a role in increasing physical activity in the late afternoon and early evening, the critical hours for children's outdoor play. Introducing additional daylight savings measures would affect each and every child in the country every day of the year, giving it a far greater reach than most potential policy initiatives to improve public health." The researchers estimate that the proposed additional daylight savings measures would lead to an average of 2 extra minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity per child per day.
With children spending an average of 33 minutes a day on this type of activity, the researchers say that an additional 2 minutes is modest but not trivial in relation to children's overall activity levels. These effects also appear to be broadly equitable, applying to girls as well as to boys, to overweight and obese children as well as to normal weight children, and to children from different socioeconomic backgrounds. Importantly, the study provides the best evidence to date that longer evening daylight plays a casual role in increasing physical activity. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is a returning guest, and that's Lou Schuler, author of The New Rules of Lifting. How you doing, Lou?
Good, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. And this really intrigued me. So I saw, I guess it was probably on Facebook or something like that, that you were working on some research. And this is research that would absolutely intrigue me and my audience. And that was the linkage between activity, exercise, and longevity. What made you start looking at this, Lou? Or is it because you and I are both in the same age group?
Well, no, it actually has, I got to say this, has this originally had nothing to do with my age and everything to do with a period, you know, going back to the early 2000s, when I kind of felt that as somebody who was a meathead, who was into strength training, like to spend time in the gym, like to get stronger and, you know, build what, you know, muscle I could on my puny frame, but, you know, all the information that we printed in our magazines like Men's Health and Men's Fitness when I was there, everything was aerobics, aerobics, aerobics. You know, that if you want to, you know, strength training's great, you know, if you just want to look better at the beach and, you know, a little bit better with your clothes off. But if you want health benefits, if you want to live longer, if you want to have less cardiovascular disease, well, you absolutely have to do some form of endurance exercise. And that idea goes all the way back to the late 1960s with Dr. Kenneth Cooper, who said in his original book, Aerobics, that, aerobic exercise gives you all these benefits and strength training is basically for vanity. You know, he said, yeah, if you want big muscles, okay, but basically for health, it's a complete waste of time. So the minute that I came across any research that showed that there was an actual health benefit, and especially a link to longevity coming from strength training, I was all over that. So it's been something that I've followed pretty closely for more than a decade. And when we talk about me doing research, you know, I just want to make it clear, I'm talking about reading studies and that sort of thing. I'm certainly not a medical professional and I'm certainly not originating these studies.
Right.
I'm just reading what other people do.
Right. But with that being said, so before we get deeper into this, the short answer, obviously you like myself were looking to be vindicated, because it's been instinctive in me to understand the metabolic benefits of muscle and how that affects health, and that has become more and more apparent in recent years in research. But I remember in 2006 I did an interview with a doctor from California who worked with the VA Medical Center in California. And they had published a study that And the study was called Strong Men Live Longer. And what they basically did was they used leg press strength as a benchmark. And they had, it was a very large population study. It was well over 10,000 individuals that were in the study. Over the course of about, I want to say 15 years. And what they looked at was they made these guys do leg presses, and then they followed them. And every now and again throughout the study, they had them do the leg presses again. And they watched for the mortality rate of this particular group of individuals. And as a result, the men who presented the greatest leg strength at the beginning of the study and maintained the greatest degree of leg strength through the study happened to be the ones that were still alive at the end of the study. The guys who were the weakest and got weaker, they're the ones who died. And so it was, you know, only the strong survived. This sage statement that we've been saying for, you know, who knows how many years was really prevailing. And I felt vindicated. I was like, see, because I liked strength training. But I still didn't feel compelled to stick my, you know, head up and say, you guys have it wrong. So what did you discover as you started to watch this trail unfold?
Well, there were studies like the one that you mentioned. The first ones that I noticed go back to, I can't even remember how far back they go, but there was a group, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a town in Wales, I think, Caerphilly or something like Caerphilly. So researchers have been in there studying people, I guess an ongoing study for decades. And what they found there was I don't know if it was just longevity, if they were looking at heart disease or whatever it was, but they found that the lowest risks for whatever fatal thing they were looking at came with the people who did some kind of high intensity exercise. And these weren't, you know, this was a, you know, a village or a small city in Wales, I believe. So we're not talking about people, you know, who are hanging out at Gold's Gym, but the ones who had some amount of intense exercise, even if it was like 20 minutes a week, I think was their minimum. So people who were, you know, playing sports, running, jumping, doing maybe some heavy yard work, or they could have been strength training, you know, that would be the equivalent of it. These people had far and away better results. I think they were looking at heart disease. And again, when you just look at that and go, how could that small increment of exercise, how could intensity be the deciding factor when people, you know, you've got people who might be physically active all day, people out for hours a day. And over the years of research, that doesn't seem to matter that much, the total amount of physical activity that people do. What seems to matter is physical strength, like we've been talking about, and also VO2 max, aerobic fitness. But how do you increase both those things? Through some kind of higher intensity exercise, something that pushes you beyond your comfort zone. So if you're just out walking, that's certainly better than nothing. But what all these studies add up to, including the ones on aerobic fitness, is that if you're doing something, even if it's a very minimal thing, at something of a high intensity, you are probably going to have less heart disease. You're probably going to live longer. And if we're talking about muscular strength, then, you know, you don't have to be out there, you know, you don't have to be out there running and, you know, or doing something that, A, you may not like, or B, you may not be very good at, which is certainly my situation. So, yeah, there is a vindication here. And there's also, I think, a bigger point, which is I think all of us instinctively know what makes us feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course,
man,
some people will tell you, yeah. And some people will tell you that sitting on the couch makes them feel better, and there's nothing we can do for them. But, you know, if you find somebody who really likes to run, they'll probably do it at a pretty high level of intensity at least some of the time, and that's probably the best thing they can do for themselves. You put that same guy or same woman in the weight room, they may not get very good benefits. They may not enjoy it that much. They may just feel, you know, kind of achy and injured. Chances are your body's telling you what you're good at, and if you pursue what you're good at and you do enough of it over a long enough period of time, you're probably going to max out the health benefits you could get from any form of exercise.
You know, it's funny because this past year, I've suffered a variety of different physical setbacks, I would call them. Many of them from my own design of not adhering to what I know is the best lifestyle for me. And as a result of that, there are a lot of mornings where I wake up in the morning and I just don't feel good. And, you know, I have a hard time chalking it up to, well, I'm 56 now, because I don't buy that. I know that I can feel a lot better at 60 than I do right at this moment at 56, because I'm presenting a lot of the symptoms, if you will, for lack of better terms, of a lot of things that I have done that are counterproductive, and a lot of things that I haven't been doing that are productive to my ultimate goal. And with that being said, most mornings I wake up and I don't feel, I can't say that I feel good. It's not like I wake up and go, ah, carpe diem, I'm going to seize the day. You know, I have to like go, man, I don't feel that good this morning, but, you know, let me wake up a little bit. And I always debate, you know, should I go to the gym? And inevitably, every single time when I go to the gym, I do a little bit of cardio, some rowing and some varying intensity cardio, and also get under the bar and lift weights. I leave the gym feeling like King Frickin' Kong. And I think to myself, this is medicine. If somebody woke up and said, I feel lousy, and the doctor said, take this pill, and an hour after taking that pill, they went, I feel great, you would think, wow, that's the greatest medicine in the world. Well, for me, exercise is medicine, because it has an acute effect on how I feel, and it lasts the rest of the day. And so I know, for me, it's just get to the gym. Yeah, I don't care how lousy I feel in the morning. And if I get to the gym enough days in a row for months, I'll start waking up feeling better too. I'm convinced of that because I've already lived through this once before. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Lou Schuler, and you can go to his website. The website that we're promoting today is The New Rules of Lifting Supercharged. We actually did an interview about that book. If you want to find it in the archives, you can listen to it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Lou Schuler. His website that you can go to learn more about his book is the newrulesoflifting.com, where you can get New Rules of Lifting Supercharged. We did an interview about that book some time ago. If you want to hear it, go to the archive and listen to it. So, Lou, which of the studies that you found seem to point to the type of exercise modalities that seem to enhance longevity? Because I have to believe, like all things, there are types of exercise modalities that perhaps are not the greatest to do. Or you may do them because it's your chosen sport, you're trying to win a medal, but it's not something you want to do for the long haul because it just breaks the body down.
Well, the break the body down part, I don't think you're going to find that, anybody's going to be able to quantify that in longevity research. But what they're doing at the Cooper Clinic in Dallas, they have a long-running, it's a longevity study, so of course it's long-running. I think they call it the Aerobic Center Longevity Study. And what they've been doing is they've been systematically going through and comparing, aerobic fitness measured by VO2 max with, physical strength and seeing what effect that has for men and for women on first there's, longevity in general, there's cardiovascular mortality, there's cancer mortality. And what's really fascinating, for example, the cancer research, they found that among people who had been diagnosed and treated with cancer, they followed them up for a period of, I think, about 15 years. What they found was that the strongest people in that group had 33% less death from any cause, from cancer or anything else. And the people who were merely physically active there was no difference in their mortality rate. So there was something about strength, and they also said that these were people that we know were strength training. So they knew that it was strength training that was making the difference, and not just like some genetic predisposition to being bigger and stronger. And they found similar results for cardiovascular fitness, cardiovascular mortality, death from heart attack, heart disease. And what's really interesting about that is that when they looked at the crossover between the people who had, the most aerobic fitness and the most muscular strength, because a lot of the fittest people do a lot of both and they're good at both, and I hate them because I'm only good at one thing and not even very good at that, right? So when they look at that, they say they're in some cases there's a correlation between people who have the most aerobic fitness and the most strength, who have both those qualities, yeah, they live longer. But it's not that people who only have one or the other don't live as long, because they all seem to be getting some benefit, but it seems to be a different benefit. So there seems to be a different mechanism among the strongest people that gives them this longevity benefit. So what what it appears that strength training does, and this might also apply to endurance exercise, is that it sort of like picks off the risk factors, the things that kill us. So there seems to be both types of exercise seem to protect against heart disease. Both of them seem to protect against, you know, among people who have already been diagnosed with something like heart disease or cancer or some other illness, being stronger seems to have a genuine protective benefit. But there's also all these peripheral issues, you know, that the strongest people are also the least likely to gain weight as they get older. They're most likely to have a better body composition, so more muscle mass and less fat. Now, neither of those things, more muscle mass and less fat, is necessarily correlated with longevity, which is something I found fascinating was, you know, you think the most muscular guy is going to live the longest. But there does seem to be something about not gaining weight over time and having better body composition over time that we know is associated with strength training, and it's also associated with longevity. Even though simply having body fat is not necessarily going to kill you. In fact, the people who are rated as slightly overweight according to the current scales, a body mass index between like 25 and 30, which would be say you're 5'10" male, a body mass of 25 would be like 174 pounds, and right. A body mass of 30 would be like I think a little over 200. So within that range, even though we call those people overweight, the reality is they live longer than people who are either underweight, which would be the skinny person, or severely overweight, the morbid obesity. So that seems to be the sweet spot.
Well, but let's talk about this for a second. Obviously, we're going to have to postulate because there's not a lot of evidence about what I'm going to say. But
okay.
Using critical thinking, so the guy or gal, especially the guy who is in the 25 to 30 BMI, fat people have bigger muscles too. When people put on weight,
that's what I was actually going to say. Yeah, is that it's probably the muscle mass and not the fat mass that's protective. Yeah,
but we know now that muscle is more like an organ than what we thought it was. We know that even muscle produces leptin, not just fat. Muscle produces all sorts of hormones. So, and it could come down to something as simple as when we talk about longevity, we have to think about some of the things that we know lead to longevity in scientific research, which is hypocaloric diets because of sirtuin upregulation. Well, that's influenced by insulin, the presence of insulin and insulin sensitivity. And the more muscular person remains more insulin sensitive. It may simply be that the more muscular person is protected against insulin resistance. And at the base of that, there's a cascade of benefits that occur as a result that influence longevity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's when they look at metabolic syndrome, which of course is part of that is insulin resistance. They certainly see that the people who do strength training and who in general are the strongest are going to have the least incidence of metabolic syndrome. They're going to be the least likely to have the abdominal obesity, which we know is also linked to this, cluster of syndromes that we call the metabolic syndrome. So absolutely. Muscle is like 40% of body mass in average person, and it's by far the largest organ system in the body. So everything you just said, we know that there are more secretory functions of muscle than we ever thought before, that it's not just this, it's not like the meat that you go and you buy in the meat section of your grocery store. When you're alive and there's blood, blood circulating through that muscle, and those muscles are sending out signals to other tissues, and you've got nutrients constantly moving in and out of, all of the muscle cells and through the blood and through the skin. So we know that when all these organs are interacting with each other, that there is some synergistic effect. So when you're able to optimize the function of that muscle tissue, there are all these other downstream benefits,
right.
And you know, leading to the one, the big one that we're talking about, which is that the people who are training their muscles the most effectively throughout life are probably, all else being equal, going to live longer.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you some questions about where aerobic fitness fits into this, and do we get aerobic fitness just from resistance training if we do it in an intense fashion with very little rest? We're talking with Lou Schuler. He is the author of the book, The New Rules of Lifting Supercharged. You can go to thenewrulesoflifting.com to learn more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad. Today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Listen up, everyone.
We have been just informed
that there's an unknown box that's attacking all clubs.
Something
have been said to be
heavy breathing. Welcome back. We're talking with Lou Schuler. We're talking about exercise modalities that influence longevity. Let's face it, you know, when you're really young, you don't care, right? You just want to be a beast and, you want to squat that squat, and you want to do these things. But when you start getting older, you think, gee, you know, I don't want to shorten my life. I want to enhance my longevity, and I want to continue to train. And it becomes a very, very important notion that some training may lead to greater longevity than others. Now, I have to say that I think that cardiovascular training plays a role in this, because let's face it, there are two types of hypertrophy of the heart that are physiological, not pathological. We're not talking about pathological changes in the heart that lead to diseases. We're talking about physiological hypertrophy of the heart. There's concentric and eccentric. You get one from heavy resistance training, probably more so because of the hemodynamics of blood pressure. And the other one you get from just steady state cardio. It doesn't even have to be intense. And that is probably because of the volume of blood being put through the heart with very, very little resistance. So, Lou, was there any research out there that shows that A, some cardio is better than no cardio, or B, that you can get your cardiovascular benefits, both that I mentioned a second ago, by just the way you train with weights?
Well, I don't, you know, it's been so long since I have looked at VO2 max and strength training. And as we all know, everybody trains a little bit differently. You know, you've got the traditional, you know, you got the powerlifting style of training where you're lifting this really incredibly heavy stuff, and then taking a long time between sets. You've got the traditional bodybuilding style with this super high volume. And then you have the stuff that, my co-author Alan Cosgrove programs in the New Rules of Lifting series, where you've got this combination of all these things. You've got the, I guess for lack of a better word, some of the traditional bodybuilding hypertrophy type training modes. You've got some really heavy weights where you're almost training like a power lifter, and you're always doing mobility exercises, you're always doing core exercises, and you're always doing, at the end of the workout, you're doing something that resembles circuit training or interval training, where you're going really hard, backing off, going hard, backing off. So everything we know about exercise is that some is better than none. I don't think anybody on earth disagrees with that. So now when we're talking about strength training, how do you how do you get everything from, if you just like to lift, how do you get everything out of it?
Right.
And I think the one is, and this is a shameless plug, but it's the theme of all the New Rules of Lifting books, which is basically, you know, strength training is movement. Exercise is movement. We don't need to reinvent human movements in order to get just a tiny, tiny little bit more hypertrophy on the upper biceps or the middle chest or whatever body parts we're making up this week. What makes a lot more sense for most of the people is to try to mimic some basic human movements. So what are human movements? Well, we push things, we throw things, we pull things, we lift things off the ground, we have to be able to squat, we stride, so lunge-type exercises, we climb, so step-up type exercises. So the closer your training program resembles movements that are useful and necessary in real life, I think the more benefits you're going to get in terms of functional strength and also in terms of improving your range of motion, your flexibility. We know that even without doing flexibility exercises, strength training itself tends to increase overall flexibility. We also know that there can be a mild increase in aerobic fitness and VO2 max associated with conventional strength training, especially for beginners. But when you're talking about somebody who's not a beginner, who has like a basic, you know, a basic average level of fitness, how are they going to improve that? Well, probably that stuff that that Alan Cosgrove programs at the end of the workouts, where he's doing circuits and, you know, compound sets and these interval drills, where you're getting your heart rate up for anywhere from 15 to up to 60 seconds, and then you're taking a break, and then you're doing it again. All the, you know, we have plenty of research showing that that increases VO2 max. We also have research showing that there's a link between VO2 max and longevity, which is the people with the most aerobic fitness, all else being equal, tend to live like, I think there's like 40% risk of death from any cause for among the people who are in the highest, who are at the highest level of cardiovascular fitness. So we don't necessarily know that interval training is directly correlated with longevity, but we have every reason to believe that it will certainly help you in that area by improving your cardiovascular fitness, probably improve your body composition, which is, again, what we were talking about early. That's related to your metabolic fitness. So all these things should add up to the big benefit that you want, which is lifelong health. But again, everybody has a different idea of what strength training should be. Everybody thinks that whatever they're doing is the best and everybody else should be doing it. So you're never going to find agreement on this, and you're probably not going to find any one study that quantifies exactly what somebody likes to do and shows that it's the best. But we know that there are lots of ways to get to the same place.
Right.
You just have to make sure that you've got a mix of modes within your workouts that allow you to get to all these benefits eventually.
As I said earlier in the interview, I'm 56. Can I ask your age, Lou?
Yeah, I'm 57, so I got you
okay,
there.
Okay, so you
And by the way, I do wake up in the morning feeling pretty good, so I don't think there's anything necessarily about age. And I will say this, and here's, this may be the real reason I got into all this, because whenever I get into conversations with my siblings, it always comes up. My father was extremely obese. He was a former Marine drill sergeant. He was, had been in World War One, the Korean War. I think he'd actually seen combat in Korea. So he was a very, very messed up guy, and eating was like his, was his heroin.
Right.
Eating and gambling. He was like the worst example for just about anything you could imagine. Just, this is not the guy you wanted as your dad.
Right.
And every Father's Day I'm reminded of this when everybody's, oh, my dad was so wonderful, I miss him so much. It's like, yeah, my dad was a jerk. I'm sorry, I don't miss him. But I think that there was a really important lesson there for me, which is I was this, skinny kid, and I was looking at this fat, miserable guy. And I think from a very young age, I understood I don't want to end up like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be overweight. I don't want to be in pain all the time. I don't want to be miserable all the time. I don't want to, build my life around escaping from my family, from overeating and gambling and all these other risky things.
Right.
So basically that's really where I started getting my interest in, health, fitness, nutrition, and eventually longevity. So looking at the example of how to do everything wrong is really where my interest in this begins, and where I think a lot of us, that may be the beginning of it for a lot of us.
Well, it's funny. They say that you learn from your parents one of two ways. Either you model them or you do exactly the opposite of them.
Right.
So that's a perfect example of that. I know the past year has been my own fault for the way I feel in the morning. I know that because I remember, a friend of mine was asking
me. What happened? Can I ask?
Oh, just lots of the wrong behaviors. That's all it is. It's just, I know what the right things to do are, and I haven't been doing those, and I just chalk it up to, I'll get back on track here, but someday never comes. Remember that song by the Beatles? I think it was by the Beatles. And so now the calling is here for me. Let's take this break, and we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break.
Sure.
We're talking with Lou Schuler. You can go to the website, thenewrulesoflifting.com, to learn more about a fantastic book that is really modeled around the precepts and concepts that we are talking about today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells.
details. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged. Merge that's the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Lou Schuler about exercise modalities that lead to or influence longevity. It's clear that the more you do, the better off you are, as long as you're not doing anything that's going to break down your bones and injure you and that sort of stuff in your body in general. But getting back to the question at hand, the past year, the workload here at Superhuman Radio has increased because I really want 2015 to be our breakout year where we actually launch the radio station as a real radio station. We have new programming and so on. And so I have these, you know, responsibilities that I think to myself, well, you know, I can't go to the gym this morning because I have to get into the studio and do this. And that's happened a lot more than not the case this past year. And I say this to people, but they don't get it. You can't get it unless you're my age or I would say our age. You know, when you're young, you can take a couple weeks off, come back into the gym, and be just as strong as when you left off. But for me, if I take a couple weeks off and I come back, it's a hill that I have to climb back up just to get to where I left. And so for me, it's about consistency of training. If I can train consistently for 90 days for the next 3 months, I know how I'll wake up in the morning. I'll sleep better. I'll wake up feeling great, and life gets grand. My problem is, I get consistent for a week or two. I start feeling the effects of it. I go, this is wonderful, and then something derails me. And that's really my problem.
Yeah, that's tough. And I know going back as long as I've been talking to guys on the radio seem to have more trouble just with all these things. Especially the guys who would do the morning shows that I would talk to. A lot of these guys had just terrible obesity issues because they would have to get up at like 3 in the morning and, and you know, prepare their shows. And some of these guys weren't, you know, weren't eating anything for most of the day. And then they, you know, and then they'd be like, okay, so I, you know, I drink like six Mountain Dews and then I have a pizza for lunch. And it's like, wow, well, okay. So we understand how you got into the shape you're in now, you know, but we got a hard road to get back to the shape you want to be in. By the way, can I just say one quick thing?
Please.
You mentioned a song called Someday Never Comes.
Yeah.
That was Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Great song.
I couldn't remember. But, you know, the reality is that I have the discipline to do this. I've done it before. I mean, when I turned 40, I was 330 pounds and I was very ill. And so I've saved my life once. And it's not like I'm in that condition now where I have to save my life. I have the discipline that it takes to do the same thing or do the things I need to do for years on end. But this past year, I don't know why, but I've made a commitment to myself just recently that I'm not doing this anymore. I mean, I'm getting to the gym with regularity. I'm getting up earlier and getting out earlier. So there's no excuse. Well, I'm getting started too late. I'll just bypass the gym and go right to the studio. I'm not doing that anymore. You know, I'm not getting on the computer and working in the morning because that derails me. I'm getting out of the house and making the gym my priority the first thing in the morning. And then I'm walking now. So I after this show is produced, I have duties of rendering the show, getting it up on the server and all that sort of stuff. So it takes about 25 minutes to get that process done, and some of it is automated. I'm walking now in the afternoon a second time, and I'm just going to increase my activity slowly, but consistency is where the magic is, doing this consistently.
Sure, yeah. It seems just kind of thuddingly obvious, but when you talk to, you know, the doctors and the epidemiologists and, you know, about what matters most, they'll usually tell you don't gain weight in the first place. And, you know, don't let yourself go. Don't get to the point where you're near death and have to come back, because that's going to be much harder than simply taking care of yourself over time.
Right.
And when we're talking about longevity, this is really probably the thing that, that ties it all together, which is whatever happens to be in style at the moment. For example, if it's a low-fat diet 20 years ago, if low-carb diets now, if it's running, if it's strength training, whatever happens to be in style, you will find that the healthiest people and the leanest people and usually the most affluent and best educated people are all doing that thing. So you get a lot of studies coming out saying, wow, nuts are really good for you, yogurt's really good for you. And then a few years down the road, sure enough, starts showing up in all this research, well, these people are eating, you know, they eat more nuts, they eat, you know, more yogurt, but it's always the same people. And these people don't smoke, and they drink in moderation, and they do everything in moderation. So whatever they think is good for them probably is good for them, because it becomes part of this lifestyle of moderation, which is these are probably people who are on career tracks. Like I said, they tend to be the best educated, so they're affluent, they get paid well for what they do, they probably like what they do, and to a certain extent maybe they can set their own schedules so they can work in time for workouts and cook their own meals, or at least, you know, get the best of everything. These are the people who, you know, don't have to buy their groceries at the cheapest local supermarket.
Right.
They can go to Whole Foods or probably there's might be a Trader Joe's in their neighborhood where there's some great stuff. So really the people who do what all the doctors and experts say you're supposed to do, no matter what that thing is, they're always going to be the healthiest and live the longest, because they're the ones who care the most, and they probably have the most incentive to care the most, because they're, you know, they've got the lives that, you know, most of us would enjoy having.
We've only got a few minutes left in the interview, so you let me know during the break that you have a new book coming out in December, and obviously people will be listening to this podcast for the next year or so. Why don't you just kind of touch on what the new book will be about, and maybe people will be able to follow it when it comes out.
Sure, yeah, thank you. The new book is called The Lean Muscle Diet, and we're putting it out. My co-author is Alan Aragon, who's a nutritionist and a really, really, really smart, funny guy. And this is his full nutrition program, which he's never put in. He hasn't put into a book. He self-published a book maybe 10 years ago, I think. So this is his whole program of an entire eating plan for weight loss, weight gain, weight maintenance. Basically, it's focused on body composition, more muscle, less fat. It has a workout program that I put together. And the two things are designed to work in synergy, real strength-focused fitness program and a diet with a fairly aggressive on the protein to get the maximum muscle building and all the other great benefits. So that comes out December 23rd. It's geared to men, and I guess it kind of skews toward younger men. The reason for that being that in the past couple of years in gyms, I see young guys and they're doing the most inexplicably dumb things I've ever seen. It's like, this is worse than it was 20, 30 years ago,
right,
when they were picking up like Flex magazine and it's like, oh great, a new arm routine,
right,
you know, 22 new versions of the bicep curl.
Right.
Well, the stuff they're doing now is even stupider than that, and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, well, obviously they're not reading my books, they're not reading Men's Health magazine. How do we somebody's got to talk to these guys. So I took it upon myself and got together with Alan and we wrote the Lean Muscle Diet.
Why do you think that is, that it's morphed into even more stupidity? You think there's a contribution from like the CrossFit high intensity training areas now that these guys are getting the message wrong and they're just kind of coming up with their own stupid stuff?
I think it's everything. I think that there is so many bits and pieces out there that people are giving away for free that people don't want to pay a few bucks to get an actual program. So they're looking at YouTube and they're going, oh, that looks really cool. You know, this guy's doing a Turkish get-up with 200 pounds. You know, and look at this guy. He's doing a bicep curl. Granted, it's only like a 3-inch range of motion. But, man, that's 150 pounds on a bicep curl. That's so cool. Let's, you know, and so they look at that stuff and they think that's how you train. And they don't realize that if you see it on a video, it's either instructive, which they're probably not watching, or it's a stunt, which means it can be cool to look at, but that's not what you should be looking at and taking your cues from. So they're you know, inevitably, the people who can do the coolest stuff, they didn't get to where they are by doing that cool stuff. They did everything else. They did the, you know, progressive resistance, periodized strength training programs to get to the point where they could do this really cool stuff, but they didn't start with that stuff that they show on the videos. And the problem, I think, is that people look and they see these bits and pieces of things and think, wow, that looks fantastic, and they think that's actually how you train. So, you know, now the big trick is, how do you get them to, you know, to pay 20 bucks for a book so that they learn how to train? A lot of them simply don't want to do it.
Yeah, I know. You're right. And they extrapolate out. So if this works good for this, then I can just do the same thing with my legs and my back. And yeah, you're exactly right. It's funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's really funny. People think that just because they can move a weight that they know what they're doing. It's almost like, yeah, I don't have to take any lessons from anybody. I can figure this
well,
out.
Well, I always say that with what I do, I hate to use the word beginner because nobody thinks they're a beginner. Somebody, a guy who has never lifted before thinks that he knows how to lift weights. And a woman who has never lifted before, she might be more amenable to instruction.
Yeah.
But chances are that she may underestimate what she can do, and she thinks that she has the accumulated wisdom of all these people who have gotten hurt and have thrown out all these precautions. So the guy may be thinking he can do stuff that he can't yet do. The woman may be thinking, I can't do this other stuff or I'll get hurt. So both of them, you know, they don't consider themselves beginners, but in terms of their actual knowledge and abilities, they're very much beginners. But you just can't approach them that way.
But women have one advantage that men, it's a disadvantage, and that's ego. Women don't go into the gym the very first time and expect to be able to lift, you know, the entire gym, and they have a lot more respect for the process, I think, than men do.
To a certain extent, the process stops where they get to the point where they're doing their, you know, half their workout is these, you know, tricep exercises with these Barbie weights or with 10 pounds on their triceps press down station, and they'll stop there and they'll never challenge themselves. They'll never, you know, lift a weight that's, you know, bigger than their forearm or heavier than a gallon of milk. So, you know, they'll get to a certain point and then they'll stop. The guys, they'll jump right past all these, you know, all these intermediate steps, and they'll go straight to the point where they hurt themselves.
Let's go ahead and plug Lou's website again, The New Rules of Lifting. And it's .com, obviously, and the actual book is the supercharged version, which is the most recent version.
So, right, we have five books in the New Rules of Lifting series, which I wrote with my terrific co-author, Alan Cosgrove, who's all the, you know, when I talk about the workout programs, all this comes from him. Alan's terrific, extremely innovative, and we've been working together for, I think, about 15 years now,
wow,
counting our magazine days.
Awesome. Listen, Lou, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Carl. Really enjoyed it.
Take care. We also want to thank Rob Regish. You can go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And, of course, thank you to the audience for listening to me here at Superhuman Radio. We have lots of great shows the rest of the week, and we will talk to you then.